It's time to look over our life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's time to look over our life. I've had a number of students and friends recently who have said they would like to make a change in their life. They'd like to make a change in their life. They remember when life was grand, when life was fun. They remember when they were a child how life was so thrilling and so many wonderful adventures took place that made them feel very, very, very happy. They remembered when they were first falling in love and how grand that each person that came into their life was. Each lover, each person that became a dear friend and became a devoted friend and became a very special friend. Each person was courting them at all times. And it was kind of wonderful. And then they remember how, when they got married, how life was just such a paradise. Everything was so beautiful, so wonderful. And they remember how grand it was to come home to their sweetheart and share an evening with their sweetheart at home. Not necessarily going out, running around looking for entertainment, but finding entertainment in each other's presence, in each other's awareness. It was such a glorious time, such a wonderful time, but something happened. Something happened, and life became dull, and life became meaningless, and life lost its luster that had been so impressive and so wonderful in the earlier years. Now, can we return to yesterday? No, we can't return to yesterday. We can in our thoughts, but can we return to yesterday? No, we can't. What we can do is to live in the now. Now, if you were to take every lovely experience of your life, if I were to take every lovely experience of my life and just reiterate it, just think about it again and again and again, and with each iteration, I think how wonderful each experience was. Now, there were some experiences that were a little tough. There were some experiences that were a little rough, some experiences that could have been left aside, but not really. Now, as I live in the now, and I think of any experience that I've had, can I think of that experience in a very joyful, wonderful way? Can I recreate, or create, period, can I create that experience as something very wonderful and very special? Can I create that experience as something that I would like to have now, that I would like to experience now? Well, right now is when I'm doing it, and right now I can create any experience I want to be exactly the way I want. I can remember the happy thoughts that I've had. I can remember the happy times that I've had. I can remember all of the glorious experiences that I had. The sad ones seem to drift apart. I really have to work pretty hard to remember them. But as I remember only the good, pretty soon my memory is filled only with the good. My memory is filled only with the fantastic things that happened in my life. And as I keep filling my memory with all these fantastic things, all of a sudden my life takes on a new luster. My life takes on a new thrill. My life takes on a new joy. And it's exciting, very exciting. And I feel very, very good about it. I feel just wonderful. Wow. My goodness. I remember the canoe trip we took. We got the canoe and put it in the river, in the Milwaukee River in Wisconsin, and we took our paddles and we canoed along the river. Now, the river went right through the middle of a very highly populated area, a very highly populated suburban area of Milwaukee, and we took our canoe, and it was a lovely It was a lovely afternoon. We had both finished our courses for the day in college, and we were going to take a pause and have a good time. And so my wife and I, she wasn't my wife at that time, my sweetheart and I took our canoe, and we put the canoe into the river. And as we took the canoe in the river, oh, we got wet and we got splashed, but we put our picnic basket in there, and we started to canoe up the river, because we thought it'd be nice just to float back, but we canoe up while we were all full of pep and energy. And so we canoed up the river. And as we canoed up the river, we looked on either side, and there were lovely trees and bushes, and you could not see one single house. Not one house. And we canoed up the river at least a mile or two, and we had a wonderful ride, just a wonderful ride. And then we came to a little area, which was the park area. And we pulled the canoe up at the park area, and there was nobody around. It was just all our personal park area. And we pulled the canoe up, and we got out. And we put a tablecloth on the wonderful picnic table there, and we spread out our picnic things, and we weren't really hungry, but it was kind of fun. And so we made quite a party out of it. And we sat there and we talked. And then we sang some songs. And we sang some positive, loving songs of the season. And it was really quite lovely. And as we sat there and enjoyed each other's company, holding hands and saying nice things to one another, we realized it was time to go back. Because twilight had come. And the day was soon ending. So we got all of our materials together, all our picnic things together, and put them back in the canoe. And we got in the canoe and gently steered our way back down the river to where we left the car. And it was no time at all. And we had scooted along. Going up the river, it was a bit of a chore. We were going against the current. But going down the river was such a lovely, gentle experience. And I sang to her lovely songs that I had thought from my college days, and it was a great experience. We got back out, put the canoe on top of the car, and tied it down, and we drove to her home. It was a beautiful day. There was other days where the sparkle of life was throughout my life. And I began to recall these. And as I recalled them, oh boy, was I filled with life. I was filled with the power and the joy and the enthusiasm and the wonder and the glory of every single moment. I was reliving them, but I was living them in the now. And I was living them without spilling jelly on my shirt, without losing my shoe, without doing all the little things that happened, which were fun too, but the thing is, I remembered the embrace. I remembered the thoughtful, gentle, loving, caring words that we shared. I remembered what I chose to remember and built my world out of those memories in the now. And I lived such a glorious life. And then I thought, well, why don't I do that now? Why don't I take the canoe and go up the river? Well, I'm not in Milwaukee for one thing. I'm here in Southern California. Well, we have rivers in Southern California. We have places where you can go and do this. You can rent a boat and go out and sail around. That's not the same, but in memory, it can be the same. Or I can create a new and glorious experience in the now. And I can see me doing great and wonderful things. And would it be the same? Could I take my spouse and have it be the same wonderful thing now? Easily. It's very easy to do these things. It's very easy to relive them. It's very easy to take anyone who is a treasure in my life and be with them. And be with them with the same attitude that I had when I was so happy canoeing up the river, when I was so happy talking, sharing, singing, doing things that were joyful and wonderful. The sparkle hasn't gone out of my life. I just haven't looked at it recently. I just haven't given it the opportunity to express itself recently. Perhaps now is the time to do that. Perhaps now is the time for me to look at my life and say, it's wonderful. The people in my life that I have chosen to have in my life are very wonderful treasures. They're very exciting. And I say to each one, as I say to myself, you're wonderful. And they say, oh, come on now. And I say, yes, you are. You're wonderful. And they say, really? You see, they really want it, and I really want it. And so why not say it? Why not be it? Why not do it? Why refrain from the flow that is the reality of me in the now? I live in the now, and I say, I like me. I say, I have such wonderful adventures. I do everything to be myself and have fun. Now, this week I'm going to go to Phoenix, Arizona, and I will meet with the International New Thought Alliance Congress people that I've known all these 30 years, and many have come, many have gone, many have been born, and many have died, many have lived and moved and gone to other areas to live, and many are still there. And I take each one that is still there, and I make my return visit with them a treasure. I make my return visit with them a time of joy and a time of harmony, being myself and having fun. I don't have to worry about putting on a show, although I like to be a hugger. I don't have to worry about hugging and showing people how much I love them. I just ooze that out from within me as my natural self. And then, as I do that, life finds its old charisma, its old sparkle, its old joy that's always been there, and I merely reveal it once again. So this journey for me will be a happy time. It'll be a joyful time, and I'll be catching the plane at noon today to fly to Phoenix, and it'll be a wonderful day. It'll be a wonderful week, and it'll be a wonderful time, because I'm living it in the now, and I am gaining from every experience whatever I put into it, and I'm putting into every experience the joy of my heart, the love of my heart, the enthusiasm of my heart, the being of who I am. And I assure you, already I'm enjoying myself. Already I'm living in the present with all those experiences that will make my life a joy and a happy time. So, I wish this blessing for all of you. I don't wish it, I give it. I give this blessing and see all of you. All of you, my dear beloved friends, doing the same thing and enjoying the now and looking at the past, and as you might relive it, relive it in its great, wonderful, dynamic moments, remembering always the good, the beautiful, the pure, because that's what I am, and I know that's what you are. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.